Everyone, welcome to tonight's podcast. It's your boy Josh Cribbs, three-time Pro Bowler. It's not a good night for me. I'm basically in mourning over the first game of the NBA Finals, Cavs Warriors. I didn't expect this. I'll tell you this. The Cavs battled tonight. Despite the loss, the Cavs battled. They did not give up. I just wanted to say that. I wanted to start off saying the Cavs did not give up. They battled. I was glad to see them battle. I was glad to see them continually try to figure out what's going on, because they looked lost. I want to say that. I am in mourning. I am kind of stunned, but I'm not worried. I want to just get off and say that I'm not worried. I'm a little hurt, but I'm not worried. They've came back 3-1, so I'm not worried. I am disturbed a little bit, but I'm not worried. In the total scheme of things, I'm not worried. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of be short and sweet. The turnovers by the Cavs were killing them off the break. First half, 12 turnovers in the first half to the, you know, Warriors 1. 12-1 turnover ratio for the Cavs. First half, that's how it looked. We all saw it. I want to say Kevin Durant played like his life was on the line. He had fun tonight. Definitely was a factor in the game. More so than Curry. Tremendous factor in the game. We all saw that. The Cavs looked like they were lost at times. And not used to playing this caliber type team on a regular basis. I felt like the level of talent in the playoffs for the Cavs up until now, made it so difficult for them to quickly adjust to what the Warriors were dishing out. I mean, if you look back in this series, I almost was grateful to the one loss that the Boston Celtics gave the Cavs, because it refocused them to say, hey, we can be beaten. They swept the first two series. They got into the last series before the finals, and it was looking like they were going to sweep the Celtics. But the Celtics gave them one loss that, in my opinion, they needed, and they needed it to be humbled for this game. I think that they were shocked going out West Coast to a great team that they hadn't seen in a while. You know, they played them in regular season, and they battled. These two teams battled each other. Heartfelt games early in the season. But to come out this in the game one and play like that, it hurt. I know it hurt a lot of Cavs fans to see them go out there and lose like that. I still believe they battled. They played well at times. The game was only close because Durant was the only one firing on all cylinders throughout the game. Out of all the talent that was on the court, out of the 10 players that was on the court on both teams, Durant took over the first half for the Warriors. And, you know, you saw Thompson out there trying to shoot. He was trying to battle for some shots, missing everything. Curry early on was battling for some shots, missing. And then later in the second half, third quarter and fourth quarter, Curry started draining him. Couldn't stop it. Then Draymond Green, who was quiet the whole game, started to show up. And when you look at the Cavs supporting cast, yes, RJ showed signs of coming through for the team, but there was no love that was a consistent force. Where was the big three? Yes, LeBron James had some shots here and there, but Kyrie wasn't that force that we needed him to be. See, our big three has to be firing on all cylinders for them to beat this caliber team. And when our big three is firing on all cylinders, that gives the rest of the supporting cast the momentum they need to come in and handle their business. And instead, it was the opposite. if you look at what was happening, the Warriors gave the Cavs a dose of their own medicine. They created a lot of mismatches, often putting Kyrie Irving up against one of the greatest out there, Kevin Durant. And that's what the Cavs were specializing in throughout these series in on offense, creating mismatches. The missed shots by the Warriors, the Cavs didn't take advantage of it at all, because that's the only thing that basically kept the Cavs in it in the first half, because they weren't down by a lot in the first half. So we can look at this game and say, you know, all these superstars out there, yeah, the Cavs lost. But if you break down the game film and look at it quarter by quarter, shot by shot, the Warriors gave the Cavs a dose of their own medicine in their hometown, as they should. Right? But I was hurt. I expected the Cavs to go out there a confident, battle-tested team, and to go out there and handle business and to keep the game interesting. I know the series is going to be interesting, but I'm just focusing on this game right here. I was a little hurt, but rightfully so. The Warriors, they attacked and never stopped. They went out. They were ready. They're in their hometown. Fans at their back. Stars all came out. Rihanna, Jay-Z, every star in the book is out there watching them. They was ready. We weren't. We struggled heavily on offense against a great team. You can't do it. You can't do that against a good team and win. You know, Tyronn Lue, you can't struggle like that against a great team. LeBron will tell you, Kyrie will tell you, Love will tell you. And where was Tristan Thompson? I mean, I could say that about the whole team. We went out there and we laid a goose egg. I mean, it's all good. Nothing is hurt for the series. Yes, the game hurt losing. In that fashion, giving this team momentum early, I would rather it have been, you know, down to the wire again. But again, the Warriors, led by Kevin Durant, came out attacking, and they never stopped. They never stopped. And then people, the supporting cast of the Warriors, they hopped on board. They hopped on board the motivational train that Kevin Durant and Curry laid out for them. Draymond Green was quiet the whole game, and then he hopped on the motivation. He pulled a three towards the end, towards in the third quarter. I mean, wow, I was like, where'd that come from? And where was our supporting cast? When you have, LeBron trying to carry the team on his back, where was our supporting cast? They didn't show up. But they will next game. They have to. They will. Because we don't want to go get down to this against this team thinking that, hey, we were down 3-1 last year, we can do it again. Because you know that the Warriors in their locker room, they're saying never again. So when they get the lead, they're not going to want to give up the series lead. They have Kevin Durant to try to make sure that never happens. So the Cavs need to go in, look at the film, look at this great team, and find out how they're going to stop their offensive attack. We're still good on defense. We have to find out how to take advantage of the opportunities of the missed shots, how to create more turnovers, and how to take care of the basketball. Simple. It's not rocket science. It's not. It's not some special antidote that we're looking for. Those guys just have to handle business and take care of the basketball. Just like in football, you got to take care of the ball, no turnovers. Same things in basketball. Hey, I guess LeBron going to have to score 40 for us to stay in. Kyrie going to have 40. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. These guys, they have what it takes to do that. So, hey, they have to do that. So the supporting cast, they have to come through. In order to beat this team, they have to be less. Let me just say it again. The big three has to be firing off on all cylinders in order to beat this team, to give our supporting cast the momentum to hop on board. And simple as that. So today, we're going to let it go. We're going to mourn. We're going to get over. And we're going to come back even stronger. All right? So let's go, Cavs fans out there. I'm battling on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook against these Warriors team. These Warriors fans out here faking. Yeah, they faking out here. They hopping on, you know, Kevin Durant and the team and Curry and all them. But I'm going to stick it through. I'm going to stick it out with the Cavs. So let's go, Cavs. Let's put in work. The land got your back. Put in work. Defend the land. All right. Josh Cribbs signing out. Let's go.